This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-99-37569. And if you can't call, you can email at drjoy.com, or you can get in touch with us on Facebook at drjoy.com. Annette, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
Doing very well, Annette. How am I going to help you today?
Well, I want your advice on a situation that's been going on in my marriage.
Okay.
We've been married 12 years,
okay.
And he's a great guy. He's wonderful to me, 100%. He gives 100% of himself to our marriage, except in one area, which is sex.
Okay. How old are you?
I am 48.
And how old is he?
51.
Is this first marriage for both of you or either of you?
It's my second, his first.
How long did you know before you got married?
A year.
Were you sexual during that year?
Yeah. And what it was is that I would, before sex and during, I would tell him about situations that I was in with other people, with other guys when I was single, which really turned him on. And so that was just kind of active.
Who came up with that idea?
I don't know. I think maybe him more than me. He would ask me about it, and so I would tell him.
Let me ask you a question, then we can kind of wonder through this together. Do you think there's any possibility this dude is gay?
No. No.
Okay.
Not.
Okay.
So it just kind of evolved from there until I ran out of stories. And then he, so then he kind of figured out I was making things up because it really turned him on. And he knew that. And so he said, well, do you want to make some more new experiences? And I really didn't know what he meant by that. But what came about was that he wanted me to be with other men and then tell him what had happened.
Were you up for that?
You know, it was okay with me in the beginning.
Why?
Just to maybe add some spice to our life. This was maybe after 5 years of marriage.
And was he having sex with other women?
No, it was totally something he wanted to hear about between me and him. But my question is, or my predicament now is that we're not having sex at all.
Yeah.
Period. Neither one of us. Or, you know, I am not making a first move because he's not making a first move.
Well, but honey, look, you've had sexual problems from the beginning. I mean, the idea that a man wants the, it's why I asked you why it was you coming up with this or him coming up with it, because it's certainly not unusual in the first throes of a relationship, if you're young enough and dumb enough, and you weren't all that young and probably not all that dumb either, to talk about previous relationships. But to a very large extent, it's irrelevant. I mean, who cares? But for him, the clearly that he needed that as a stimulant, that he was more interested in being a voyeur, even from the beginning, than he was in being sexual with you. Had he had relationships before you?
One serious.
And how long ago and under what circumstances?
He was engaged, and then they separated, and then 4 years went by, and then he met me. and then we started dating.
Well, how long were they together? Do you have any idea?
I want to say a couple years.
Why are you so convinced he's not gay?
Because he doesn't show any of that at all in our relationship.
Well, but it occurs to me that he's interested more in fantasy than he is in reality. Which doesn't, I mean, it doesn't really mean, look, people are interested in fantasy rather than reality for a couple of reasons. One is because, in fact, the person they're with is the wrong sex, which is kind of an obvious conclusion, but may not be accurate in this. And certainly is not accurate across the board and may not, in fact, be accurate here. And I'm willing to accept that you feel strongly that he's not gay. He may also be asexual, but he's really not very interested in sex. It may be that he feels shame about sex, so that doing it is not nearly as pleasurable as hearing about it, that there's the titillation. Has he ever had any problems with impotence?
Yes. Well, not impotence per se, but very short.
Premature ejaculation. Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Does he masturbate? Do you know?
I don't think he does. I don't. I can't say because there are times when we're not together. You know, our work schedules are so that he is at home, so he may.
I'll be interested. Well. Look, he's not probably going to share that with you, and I'm not sure that that's crucial. All right, here's the problem is that this is not a new issue. This has been there inherent from the beginning.
You know, he is, what I'm so confused about is he is just so wonderful in his, our day-to-day, everything is wonderful.
Exactly. I mean, it sounds like he's a great guy, he's a great friend, he's just not a great lover. And,
right.
But, so, I mean, let's just look at the obvious. Are you willing to stay with him if the two of you don't have a sex life?
We've been together for so long now that, I'm not willing to throw everything away because of this. No, absolutely
well,
not.
Well, no, I asked the other question, which is, are you willing to stay with him if there is no sex life?
At this point, I just don't, I don't think I want to. I know I don't want to divorce it. I know I don't.
Okay. This is the third time I'm going to ask this because you're not listening to the question and you're answering a slightly different question. Are you willing to stay with this man knowing that there would be no sex life?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I think what you need to say to him, because I don't know that you and I trying to read his mind or his penis is a very good use of our time, because even if we're accurate, so what? So if the fact is that you love this guy, and it sounds to me at this moment you may be as much curious as anything else of sitting down with him, you know, take a walk with him. Actually, face-to-face doesn't work with men, especially when you're talking about difficult topics. So take a walk with him and say, look, here's what's true for me. I love you dearly. I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our sex life has always been a little off. Have you noticed that? Can you tell me about that? Can you tell me what would work in our sex life if you'd rather we didn't have a sex life? Can we talk about this honestly? You're my best friend. I love you. I can't imagine my life without you. Mm-hmm. And there's just this one 800-pound gorilla that neither of us ever talked about, but from the beginning...
Right, we never talk about it.
Yeah, I know. Look, if you're gay or you're straight, you're asexual, your mother improperly toilet trained you, I don't know what it is, just talk with me or so I know, because I can accept, I think, anything that because I love you dearly. I can't imagine my life without you. But it confuses me, and I don't know where to go on this. And given the fact that we talk about everything else, can we talk about this? And then shut up and see what he says.
Okay.
Because your sex life has never been an average sex life.
In the beginning, it was great. In the beginning.
Well, but you're telling me even at the beginning he wanted to hear about other men that you had sex with. That's not what most people want to do or talk about. There can be a curiosity about it, and sometimes there's it's the GMI, the best you've ever had, or conversely, you are the best I've ever had. But let me put you on hold for just a minute, all right?
Okay.
We'll finish up with Annette, then Charlotte, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. We're talking with Annette, who has a great marriage to a guy every place but the bedroom. And I'm saying, well, look, rather than you or I surmise what might be going on in his head or his body, sit, take him out for a walk and say, I love you dearly. This is not... put up or shut up. This is, let's talk about the fact that we've never had a sex life that would be considered what most people assume a good, healthy sex life would be. Let's talk about it. What would work for you? What would work for me? Why the need for the voyeurism we're talking about? Because talking about the fantasy of you having sex with other people means either fantasizing about him being there, watching it, having sex with the man. Because you're the one, you're the female in it, so he can have sex with you. And so there's something going on here that's clearly not very comfortable for him. And because it's been going on for so long, you've kind of come to accept it as exactly what's going on, but probably shouldn't have been. So talk with him about it, ask him about it, especially where you're saying, I mean, it was going to be the deal breaker. That's a different conversation, but it sounds like it's not, that you're willing to stay with him for the rest of your life, assuming that the two of you never have sex again, but you'd like to at least know what's going on.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And once you know that, then there are all sorts of options, but until you know that, we're just kind of flailing around and trying to read his mind, let alone his sexual, you know, his libido is a waste of time.
Yeah, I mean, it's still going on. I mean, even now he wants me to have a boyfriend. He's told me that he wants me to have.
Well, but the question is why. And because, until you know that, we don't know anything.
Yeah.
And so you need to find out that this makes me feel, this is, and it's not only that he wants you to have a boyfriend, which is troublesome enough, but he wants you to talk with, to share the intimacy of that relationship with him. And the question is why. And that's what you have to, and he's the only one who can tell you that. And he may not be able to, but he can at least start the process of looking without it just being the, you know, the 800-pound gorilla is sitting there breathing heavily.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's come to the point now, too, where, you know, he might do something a little sexual towards me, and I move away. Not move away, but I just kind of, I don't know if I take him seriously. So when he does something like that, you know, it's just like, oh, he really doesn't mean it. So.
Well, but that's why the two of you need to have this discussion. It sounds like you've got a really good relationship, except for this one area. So if you had a really good relationship and he was a lousy driver, then you'd say, look, either you need to take driving lessons, or we'll get a driver, or I'll drive, or we'll take separate cars. I mean, there are lots of ways of dealing with that. But until you know what the issue is, all you know is the symptoms, which is he's asking you essentially to commit adultery. It means that the intimacy that most couples, I mean, one of the reasons that sex is viewed is the glue of a relationship is it's a level of intimacy that we don't share with other people, so that it binds us closer to the person we already feel close to. You guys don't have that.
Well, you know, at night when we go to bed, we hug and cuddle and
Kiddo, I'm not arguing. Why are you resisting me so much on this? Are you liking the fact that he wants you to have sex with another man? I mean, is that comfortable for you?
No, it's not.
Because every time I've mentioned something, you're arguing with me about it, which is it's okay to do that. But that's for me. That's a sign of defensiveness. And
maybe I'm just trying to defend him.
Well, and I don't think there's a need to defend him. He is who he is, but we need to know what that is. Is it that he feels inadequate? Is it that he's gay? Is it that he's not interested in sex? Is it that he's afraid he can't perform? Is it afraid he can't satisfy you? We don't know. And we can sit here and surmise, which is a waste of both of our times. It's a man you love, you spend your life with, you share your life and your bed and your toothbrush with, hopefully not. And so take a walk with him and say, I love you dearly. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Why is our sex life so kind of odd? Because it is. And if whatever, what he says to you makes some sense to you and you want to keep it up, so be it. But obviously you're not. This isn't making you comfortable. And whatever intimacy you think you have is being offset by the fact that this one area, if he said, look, I've never dealt with my sexuality. I want to deal with my sexuality. I don't know if I'm gay or straight. I've never really been interested in sex, and I felt you wouldn't love me unless I seem to be sexual, and other people's sex life turns me on. I mean, you can either say, gee, that's fine, but at least you know, or if he says, You have one breast that's slightly bigger than the other, and it's always turned me off, and I didn't want to hurt your feelings about it. So when you talk about having sex with other men, I could say, well, other men don't mind it, so I shouldn't. I mean, who knows what his explanation will be, but at least you'll have some idea. And right now you got nothing. And as you know, I don't even need to tell you, it's undermining the rest of your relationship. So don't, the worst that can happen is that you end up right back where you are today, except you'll have a little more information.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm here, I'll help you with it. But I think you need to ask the question, because whatever the answer is, your fear of what the answer is much more dangerous, I would assume, than the answer. Because the answer is a known quantity. The fear can just be huge for no particular reason. We don't know what it is. And my guess is that your fear about it is much greater than the reality of it.
Right. I think that's it. And, you know, not in his defense again, but when we do talk about things, he tells me that his turn on is seeing other men turned on to me. That, to him, is a big turn on. Why it has affected our sex life in the way, again, I'm going to have that conversation with him, why it has affected our sex life the way it has. I mean, it's great to fantasize about that. You know,
no, it's not. You're making a whole set of assumptions to shore up what is clearly not a very satisfying situation for either of you.
Right. No, it's not.
So talk with him about it.
Satisfying for me.
Or ask him about it, and explain to him that you were committed to him. That you are. This is in no way a line in the sand. It's in no way a put up or shut up. It's just saying we talk about everything. I love you dearly. I don't understand this. Explain it to me. And if he says, well, you know, it turns me on to have other men be turned on me, you say, tell me more about that. Because that's the beginning of the sentence, not the end.
Okay.
All righty?
All right. Thank you very much. You've helped quite a bit.
Okay. I'm here.
Okay.
855-99 Dr. Joy. Charlotte, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi.
Hi, Charlotte.
I feel like I care way too much about what other people think about me, to the point where, like, I can't separate my own thoughts and opinions from others.
Okay, and how old are you?
Yeah, 24.
Okay, I'll tell you what, give me a couple of examples. I'm going to put you on hold, just give me a couple of examples, and we'll walk through them and figure out what's going on here, right? What you can do about it. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people, and so we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Charlotte, who says that she's too outer-directed. She cares too much what other people think. And you're 24. Tell me a little bit more about yourself. Are you single or married?
Single.
Okay. Have you ever been married?
No.
Okay. Do you live at home or are you on your own?
I'm on my own.
Okay.
But kind of moving home soon.
Pardon me?
But I'm moving home soon.
Why?
Because I'm living in the States right now and I can't afford to, I need to go back to the UK, which is where I'm from, and kind of build my life from the base up, I think.
Okay. I'm not sure that moving home is going to solve that problem very much, do you think?
Just for financially,
I hear.
Working, everything, yeah.
What's the highest level of education you've achieved?
I've got a bachelor's degree.
Okay. Are you working? Are you currently working?
No.
So you graduated from college, what, a couple of years ago?
Yes. And then I moved to America to do a different course, to study something different, and then I tried to get a work here in it, and I couldn't. But
okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So where did you tell me you were from? I couldn't quite understand you.
The UK.
Okay. So what if when you go back, will you have a job?
I will get one. Yeah.
And what's your field going to be?
I don't know. I don't know whether I should try and get something like just while I decide what I want to do, or I don't even know what I want to do. So I'll probably just get like something in the meantime.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have a brother, two brothers.
Which number are you in the family?
Number one.
Okay. Are you the princess?
I don't know.
I'm not assuming you have a tiara stuck away some, you know, put away someplace. But all right, part of it, kiddo, is why do we care what other people think? And I think the short answer is, look, we all care what other people think. The question is to what extent. And as you said, you feel that you care too much. Well, why do we care too much? And it's because all of us need to have a definition. And if we don't have one for ourselves, then we look in the mirror. And the mirror is other people. It can be other people's perception. So yeah. If we don't have a clear idea of who we are, you'll hear people all the time say, I looked in the mirror and I didn't recognize that old person there, because their perception of themselves is significantly younger in this particular case, or different than what the mirror says. And somewhere between who we are, who we think we are, and who other people think we are, is some kind of reality. And it sounds like one of the reasons that you are so focused on what other people think is that you don't have a very clear idea for yourself of who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, so part of it is being young, although some people seem born with a sense of who they are, but for most of us, it's an evolution. Part of it is that you may, in fact, have been the princess in the family, that you're the oldest and the only girl, and so it may have been that other people, the thing about being a princess is that you have loyal subjects, and they adore you. And so you don't have to really think very much about who you are because you're the princess. And it may have been that living in the States, was the kind of revelation, because it may have been that you felt much more adrift here because it wasn't your homeland, but more importantly, your loyal subjects were not around to pay homage, which means that you're now sort of at the stage where building and acknowledging, and they're two separate processes of who you are, needs to begin in earnest, because it feels so terrible not to. Because as you know, if your self-image is in somebody else's hands, you're awfully dependent on them. And if they're having a bad day, you feel rejected. When they're having a good day, even if they're having a good day, there may not be enough attention, because they have other, they have themselves, they have other people, and so we feel like no matter what, how much attention they're paying for us, from us, mm-hmm. for us, to us, that it's not enough, because we're so needy, we're so hungry, we're so thirsty for our loyal subjects to pay homage to us. So what I'm saying, in a whole lot of different, I suppose, metaphoric ways, is you need to begin figuring out who you are and what you want. And it doesn't have to be in cement. It doesn't have to be that whatever I decide now is going to be true for the next 100 years. But
yeah.
you probably want to begin making some kinds of, all right, what would I like written on my tombstone? As one of my friends said, do you ever wonder why you're on this planet? So that's one of the things. That's one of the perspectives. So that you, why am I on this planet? What do I want
yeah.
written on my tombstone? What would I like to be
yeah.
remembered for? And that's a very helpful long-term perspective. Sometimes it gives us an idea of where to go next. Sometimes it doesn't, but it still is the long view. And then we need, all right, what am I going to do tomorrow? Which may be very trivial. It may be, well, you know, I need to do some grocery shopping, and I have to do some laundry because I'm out of clothes. So, somewhere between that, you know, I need to feed my stomach and make sure that I'm not going naked in the world, and how do I want to be remembered, is how we begin figuring out our lives. And part of it, you're educated, but you're educated without a particular goal. And I'm not suggesting that all education has to have a goal, because the whole point of education up until relatively recently, well, the kind of education we're talking about, education was only for very wealthy people and only for men, and basically, essentially for the clergy. Nobody else could read or write, and they did because they were serving God's, you know, they were translating God's word when it was written, and before that, they were the ones who had the secret knowledge. But women had jobs to do. They had houses to clean and meals to make and children to bear and rear. So the notion of an educated woman is a relatively modern concept. And so the idea is, are you educated to do something? Now, if you were male, although that's breaking down for males as well, there are men who've known from essentially the cradle what they wanted to do. There are men who find their calling in some kind of education. But there are also men who feel just like you do, of, what now? So
yeah,
part of it is you've got the basics under your belt. You've finished high school. You've got a BA. You've traveled.
My BA, I actually don't think I even deserve to get a BA. Like, I couldn't tell you anything I learned. And
don't worry about that. I know. I hear, but don't worry about that. I mean, it's a union card, and you got the union card, and no one's going to look terribly carefully at what you know or didn't know. I mean, what does history of art actually help you, or theories of complex variable? Unless, I mean, they are, it's not that they're bad, but in theory, what a BA teaches you is how to think, and that's it. I mean, beyond that. But that's not a nothing. But it's now time to figure out, what do I want to do in this life? And do I want to build bridges? Do I want to care for animals? Do I want to plant crocuses? Do I want to make food? And that's not going to come from other people. That's going to have to come from you. And once you begin that sense of what I want to do, then once you understand the direction, then you figure out, well, all right, how do I figure out the path to that? Do I take a course in cooking, or do I take...
That's what I did when I moved to the States.
Pardon me?
That's what I did before I moved to the States. I was trying to... I realized then that I had no idea who I was. This was after university in the UK. And I freaked out, and then I had depression, and then I didn't take medicine because it made me feel like a zombie. And then I started practicing mindfulness, and it was the only thing that helped me. And then I decided I wanted to try a different course and work out what I wanted to do with my life, and that's why I ended up moving to America. And now I'm in, like, the same situation.
Well, because the moving to America isn't a direction. It's just a place. And I think there's a part of you that instinctively knew that getting away from your family was a really good idea. That you were too dependent on their perception of you, and it's a very safe cocoon, but it's not going to get you any place. And that's why my concern about you moving back home, moving back to a country where you feel more familiar is neither here nor there. Moving back into your parents' house, I think you have to be really careful of, because you're going to get right back where you were. If it's safe, and they're going to tell you how wonderful you are, and you can do anything you want, and it's not going to solve any problems for you. You need to decide, and you don't have to decide, as I said, for the rest of your life. You pick a direction, you pick something, and either it's wonderful or it's not wonderful. And that's what education used to be. It's not so much anymore. But think about what you'd like to do, not what you need to learn. Because what you need to learn depends on what you want to do. So figure out, I'll tell you what, you hear a break, think of three specific kinds of behaviors or jobs that interest you. All right? They could be hobbies, they could be, so don't worry so much about the BA or, you know, what's appropriate. Think about what makes sense to you, what you would really enjoy doing. Three things. I'll put you on hold, come back. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because buysellmakeoffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, buysellmakeoffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com, and tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-99-37569. We're talking with Charlotte, who's a young woman who's kind of in search of kind of a self-definition and a direction. I said, all right, tell me three things that you like to, that you might like to do. What are they?
I'd like to, there are two directions. One is kind of a boutique. I want to, like, design small craft, like, handcrafted clothing and textiles and, like, things for the home, like candles. And then the other thing is I would like to work in research to do with, like, cognitive science and the brain and, like, philosophy of mind. And, like, basically, like, philosophy and psychology to do with the self is also something I'm, like, super way intrigued in. I don't know if it's because I'm crazy.
Well, I don't think you're crazy. I think you're just I think you're thinking about things in a very abstract way. I mean, if you really want, I don't know what your degree is in, but if you're really interested in design, then maybe taking a couple of courses in design is probably a good idea. Going and working for a designer and doing scut work, which probably means getting coffee and filing phone numbers, but at least a sense of what the industry is like and what's required, because there are a lot of people who do designs. Very few of them get sold, and certainly getting yourself a sewing machine and or doing some batik work and setting up a... I mean, the thing is that you can be an entrepreneur for essentially no money anymore, because you don't need a storefront. You don't even need to go to a street fair. You can set it up on the internet. But
yeah.
Have you done any of that kind of stuff?
Well, I studied textile design in the States.
Okay, but have you ever made any textiles? Have you ever done any?
Yeah.
Have you ever sewn up any kind of stuff? Have you ever tried to sell any of it, or go work for somebody who does stuff like that?
It's not good enough to sell. It's not good enough to sell. If I want to, it's not good enough to sell. So I wouldn't be able to sell it because I don't believe in it yet. So I would want
Charlotte. You're wanting to start being the president of the board of General Motors. That isn't where anybody starts. The president of General Motors didn't start at being General Motors. Calvin Klein didn't start by designing Calvin Klein.
I know.
So find a job someplace in the field that you're really interested in, and work your little butt off and take some courses and get people to tell you what's right and what's wrong, but just start someplace.
I don't think that... I'm completely okay to do shitty work. It's like, so okay. I don't have that at all. And I wasn't adored either.
Well, but that's okay. I mean, but honey, you're asking me, how do you build a sense of self? And the answer is by building it, by doing it. And you can't do it as an abstraction, because it's too fragile. And that's why you're asking other people to define you. That, you know, and I think going back to a place where you know that people love you makes some...
My parents don't live there. They live in Asia.
Okay, so you're not going to... I thought when you said... You and I may have a misunderstanding here. When you said you were going to go live at home, I thought you meant in your home. But you're not. You're just going to go back to the country of origin.
Yes.
Okay, fine. But I mean, but go there for a reason. And it sounds to me that it's primarily economic. But, honey, just start someplace and decide. You don't have to decide who you're going to be the rest of your life. You just have to start doing something, if nothing else. And you don't even have to decide to do it for the rest of your life, or it's something you want to do. Decide that you're going to start paying your own bills, buying your own food, sort of ironing your own clothes. And I'm sure a lot of that you're already doing. But that's how we build a sense of self. All of us care to a certain extent what other people think. But at some point, I mean, children care enormously what other people think, right? They're always asking their teacher or their parent or their grandparent or their Sunday school teacher or their next door neighbor, essentially, do you love me, for most kids, because they have such an unclear sense, an undeveloped sense of self. Now, we expect that as kids. There are cranky old people who don't listen to anybody, and they're very clear that they'll hit you with their umbrella on the subway. Between those two age groups is how we begin to define ourselves, hopefully in positive ways. We're also aware of what we're not able to do. Somebody said to me, we want you to run for the board. And I said, no. You know, it's not what my strength is. I'm a really good mediator. I'm terrible at management. I can't be bothered with the busy work. I don't want people calling me at 3 o'clock in the morning because their toilet's backed up. I don't mind people calling me at 3 o'clock in the morning because their relationship is backed up, but I don't care about their toilet. I care about their relationship. So part of a self-definition is knowing what you're good at, what you like to do, which may not be exactly the same thing, and what you're not good at. And it sounds to me that you're artistic, but you need, and I believe that you're a hard worker, and it may be that those two aspects are not united immediately, instantaneously, or initially. They may be that you do the hard work, because then you can say to yourself, you can look in that mirror that's not your friend's eyes and say, you know what, I can support myself. And that feels great. That begins to be a self-definition. Then you can take that other part of yourself that says, I can create beautiful things, and you can sew a friend's wedding gown, or you can begin making doilies for dogs. And that may take a long period of time, and it may not be where you end up going. It may be that you end up, you find that you're not, that the artistic part of you is much better at recognizing it in somebody else. So I'm just making stuff up. But the point being, just start someplace. And don't feel that it has to be the right place. Just start, because you're going to learn more from doing than thinking. Because if you think too much, you're going to have analysis paralysis. You're just not going to move. And that feels terrible. And that feels,
awesome.
So do something. And it doesn't make any difference really what it does, except you don't want it to be illegal, you don't want it to be immoral, and you don't want it to be illegal. Other than that, just wait tables, tend bar, walk dogs, clean people's houses. Just do something to make you have a sense that this is a place to start. I can take care of the basics and then figure out what makes you happy. And it may be that I actually have a friend who was a single parent, and she had no particular skills, and she started cleaning people's houses, and she now owns a maid service because she really liked it, and she found that she was good enough about it that other people would ask her, they would refer her, say, gee, could you come and do my house? And she couldn't do it all, so she would ask one of her friends, and then what she realized is one of her friends that she asked to do it was horrible at it, so she had to be able to figure out a different criteria for getting people to do it. So then she figured out a training program, and now, I mean, she's this huge successful entrepreneur. And who would have thought that starting, and she only did it, it's not that she loved cleaning houses, it was something she knew how to do, she could do, and she had to do something. I'll tell you what, you and I are out of time for today, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on with Manny, and you're going to think about this a little bit, and you and I are going to talk about it tomorrow, okay? But just start with the idea that all I have to do is start someplace. It doesn't make a difference where I start, because it'll be the right direction or the wrong direction. I can learn from either. I'll put you on with Manny. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car, sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.